AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The big dig out is underway throughout the East. Millions of Americans are coping with a mammoth blizzard that set a new single-day snowfall record in both Washington, D.C. and New York City. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state, though, did pretty well.
So far, so good, but we have more work to do.
In Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser is asking people to give crews a chance to get the streets clear.
I know people are starting to get cabin fever, but now is not the time to go venture out onto the roads unless you absolutely have to.
Philadelphia is also cleaning up, Mayor Jim Kenney.
The snow emergency remains in effect until it is declared over. Now, this is all about keeping the cars off of our main routes and getting our plows access to the curbsides.
People who are hoping to catch a flight out of airports in the East may have to wait a while longer. United Airlines says limited service might begin later today in New York, but airports in the Washington, D.C. area are likely to remain closed today. President Obama was at the White House during the storm and isn't likely to be going anywhere today. Having to stay within the White House bubble is one of the things that he says he will not miss once he leaves office a year from now. In an interview with CBS, the president said he wouldn't run for a third term even if he could because of the toll the presidency takes on family life. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is not happy with Donald Trump's comment that he could shoot somebody on the city's famous Fifth Avenue and not lose any support.
This is another indicator that Donald Trump's not ready for prime time.
On ABC this morning, de Blasio said the comment was inappropriate, especially when cities are dealing with gun violence. De Blasio also says he respects his predecessor, Michael Bloomberg, but he says Americans are not interested in a race between billionaires Bloomberg and Trump. On NBC, presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton said the former mayor won't need to run for president because she'll win the Democratic nomination. This is AP Radio News. Former Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia Police Chief Charles Ramsey is heading home to Chicago. Mayor Rahm Emanuel's office says he'll be a senior advisor to the police department and help guide civil rights reforms. Alaska has been rocked by a magnitude 6.8 earthquake. Robert Sanders is an expert with the U.S. Geological Survey.
That is a large earthquake for this part of the world. They're not uncommon in this area, in this subduction zone in Alaska. But it is a large earthquake for this area.
There are no immediate reports of any injuries. Matt Damon is speaking out about the steps being taken to deal with complaints about a lack of diversity in the Oscar nominations.
It's a first step. It's an important one, but it's just a first step, and this is not going to be solved overnight. It's huge systemic injustices around race and gender.
He says Hollywood must do much, much more to reflect the audiences who watch movies. And the matchups for the Super Bowl will be set today. The Patriots and the Broncos play for the AFC title. Carolina hosts Arizona in the NFC title game. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.